Début du dialogue 20.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has recently published a report about the human cost of the global financial crisis. This report ranks countries on the OECD's Better Life Index. The index uses a range of criteria from housing and health to crime and social engagement. Trudy Davis, a sociologist, is here to discuss the report with me. Trudy, isn't this report highly favourable to the UK?
Apparently, yes, it is. This report puts the UK in the group of the best places to live and work, alongside Switzerland, Nordic European countries, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. The US, Germany and France are all in the group below, that's rated as only average.
The overall picture the survey paints is one of substantial pain caused by the financial crisis. But the survey concludes that the average British household was only modestly affected by the crisis.
Yes, but isn't the overall picture too general? Don't we need to look at specifics, the ranking for each separate criterion? If we look closely at the report's findings, we see that inequality has risen faster in Britain than in other countries since the outbreak of the financial crisis. And it's been rising in Britain for the last 15 years. Should the UK be considered a fair place to live and work if income inequality in the UK is above the OECD average?
In many countries, well-being declined as a result of the financial crisis. Between 2007 and 2012, life satisfaction declined by more than 20% in Greece, 12% in Spain and 10% in Italy. Life satisfaction also dropped in the US. The percentage of Americans declaring they were very satisfied with their lives fell from 78% to 67%. Over the same period, the percentage of British people who declared they were very satisfied with their lives increased from 63% to 64%.
But should we be satisfied with such vague concepts as life satisfaction? Shouldn't we look at criteria which permit exact assessment, such as education?
But education is the UK's weakest area when compared with other OECD countries.
That's precisely my point. The UK is only just above average for educational attainment. While UK teenage student scores in reading, maths and science are above average, they come behind 14 other countries. Numeracy and literacy levels among adults in the UK are below the OECD averages.
But numeracy and literacy levels among adults in the UK are ahead of those in the US.
Yes, but the UK also lags behind on equality of job prospects. Employment rates increase with education, but some countries do better than others on offering equal job chances. Let's look at the employment gap between those with tertiary education and those with below upper secondary education. On average, this gap has remained stable in OECD countries since 2000. In the UK, the gap has widened substantially.
But doesn't this gap inevitably widen as a country's economy becomes more sophisticated? As the modern economy evolves, the jobs that are available require higher and higher levels of educational attainment.
But that objection doesn't provide a solution for people who haven't got the required level of education. The UK also lags behind other countries in equality of chances for men and women. British women are still less likely than men to have a paid job or be elected to Parliament.
To conclude, could we look at the report's findings on trust in governments and democracy?
Yes. In the 34 OECD countries, less than half of those surveyed said they trusted their governments, the lowest level recorded since 2006. The percentage of American people reporting that they trusted the government fell from 39% to 35% between 2007 and 2012. But during the same period, trust in ruling politicians increased in the UK. The percentage of British people trusting the government increased from 36% to 47%.
Fin du dialogue 20.